News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Before all that, though, Jonathan, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump met in the first TV debate on CNN last night in Atlanta. It's the first of only two scheduled debates. We've been talking about it all morning. It was pretty disastrous for Joe Biden. He started really, really badly. One Democrat strategist who used to work with Obama described it as a deaf con one moment. Have a listen. Biden was asked about lowering the national debt, and he spoke of the impact that could have on the health system.
Making sure that we continue to strengthen our healthcare system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden.
It looks worse, by the way, when you do see this. I mean, it sounds terrible, but it looks worse. And age was always going to be a factor in this election. Now, Shane, age is the only factor in this election. And the pressure is on Joe Biden ultimately to step down.
I think so, because there's big question marks about his health, his stamina. You heard his voice there. The president's team said he had a cold. It was really raspy. He had a kind of a vacant look at times. He was struggling to complete his thoughts. And listening to Democratic strategists online and speaking to various media outlets, a lot of them saying, Jonathan, that this is back on the agenda. The idea of a convention, a contested convention.
Donald Trump, according to the CNN fact check, they didn't fact check on air, by the way, they did it afterwards, lied 30 times, including saying that he didn't sleep with a porn star, despite the fact he has just been convicted in a court of that. He lied 30 times. No one's talking about that. Everyone's talking about Joe Biden and his ability to actually stand legitimately in this election because of his mental competence. This is not just a worry for the Democrats. This is a worry for American democracy, because we have all heard what Donald Trump said he's going to do when he gets back in. And I mean, it's awful to think that Americans are waking up this morning knowing that they're almost facing into a fight for their democracy.
Well, let's get the view now of Patty Shields, the chair of the Irish branch of Democrats Abroad. Patty, you watched the debate last night. Was it as bad as the analysts are saying for President Biden?
Good morning. Good morning. I have my cup of tea here. It was a very difficult night for Joe Biden. I think, as you've rightly said, you know, the big agenda item for him was really presenting himself, you know, up to the task about 4 years forward. It was about prosecuting, you know, the policy and the performance and the substance, you know, that has, you know, been celebrated, at least, you know, in the State of the Union and other moments where, you know, he's been able to better articulate the case for his reelection. And just unfortunately, you know, last night, I think left a lot of people across the board with a lot of questions about, you know, his ability to take this, you know, forward for the next 4 years. So unfortunately, I agree. Well, it was concerning.
David Plouffe, the Democrat strategist, said there's only a 3-year gap between them in age. It seemed like 30. Julian Castro, who was housing secretary at Obama, said Biden had a very low bar to clear going into the debate. He failed to clear even that bar. I mean, are we now seriously talking about the Democrats looking for an alternative candidate?
Well, I mean, I think the most important thing that came out of the election last night, you know, I think we got the Trump everyone expected. But I think as an American, and certainly as an American abroad, I think the fear that democracy is on the line in this debate, especially when you look at how Trump evaded questions around the January 6th and how he would stand by any sort of election results. I think it made a compelling case, at least for American God, that we need to get our registrations to vote in, you know, and I, you know, I think the Democrats, I think there's going to be an ongoing debate, certainly starting today, about, you know, what moves forward, how the campaign moves forward, how they go into the convention in Chicago. But, you know, the voters need to turn up on the day and, you know, we need to get Americans registered to vote.
Can I ask you, and look, I know you're a committed Democrat and obviously there's a loyalty to there. And President Biden, we should say, has done a pretty good job over the last 4 years. He's also been a very good president for Ireland. We should say that. And nobody enjoys you know, the idea of talking about somebody's health and somebody's stamina and somebody's well-being. But it, unfortunately, it is on the table. When you watched the debate last night, did you have doubts as to whether he is the best person to lead the Democrats into this general election, this presidential election?
I mean, as a voter, I definitely had concerns. And I think it's fair to put those concerns forward. I think if you watched any of the coverage after, I think on CNN, Van Jones said it very well. Joe Biden has been a very good and effective president. He's also a very good man who's served his country well. So it does become quite personal when you're talking about, you know, I think the will to do the job is there. But I think there are, you know, there are questions, certainly. You know the substance, the policies, you know, the willingness to do the job is there. But I think the stamina, you know, just the weakness of performance last night was a concern for anyone who watched. And I wouldn't be telling the truth if I didn't share my concerns along with that. But there is a process. There's a, you know, certainly, you know, a convention being held in August. And I think, you know, I think this debate isn't certainly going to be solved by us this morning. But I think the questions are very fair. I think there were a lot of lies told last night. And I think, you know, when you hear things repeated over and over that are untrue, you kind of want someone to punch back and, you know, straighten out the record. And I just don't think Joe Biden was able to deliver that punch last night.
Paddy Shields, Chair of the Irish Branch of Democrats Abroad. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.